RadioMD. RadioMD.com. Your eyes are the window to your health. Time to learn more with Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
And your mouth is the entry point for the health of your eyes, as well as wearing sunglasses, of course. So I'd like to share with you my top 10 supplements for vision. And that's pretty difficult to do because there are so many that are useful. We're made out of all of these biochemical building blocks. But the 75th Congress in 1937, in the Congressional Record, said that our diet is deficient of minerals. We knew that from the Dust Bowl, and we knew that we can't make enough of good soil and be count on what is in our foods. And so we don't know where our fruits come from. We don't know if antibiotics in our meat. We don't know what pesticides have been used. So we have to choose supplements in order to maintain the building blocks we think are essential. So the list is simple, and obviously it can be picked up on the podcast and can be picked up in my book called The Eye Care Revolution. The supplements, I think, are omega-3 fatty acids, vitamin D3. D has multiple value. It affects 200 genes, increases longevity, etc. Vitamin C is a water-soluble scavenger that not only feeds the fat-soluble vitamins, but also is an antioxidant in itself. Vitamin A and beta-carotene are still necessary, even though in lower amounts, because it's in so many foods. Vitamin D, vitamin E with selenium, carnitine. Carnitine is two amino acids that carry and transport fat into your mitochondria so it can be digested. If you did not have any carnitine, you would not have any use of your fats, the fat you eat. So carnitine is essential for body health, and obviously with the word carny, it comes from meat. Lutein and zeaxanthin, we know for eyes and we know for skin, but it also has benefits to heart and probably, just like other carotenoids, everywhere. B complex, the B vitamins are important as coenzymes to neurologic function. Example, folic acid, preventing birth defects. Magnesium, at least 200 enzymes need magnesium. It is the relaxer. It is the real calcium channel blocker. It is important to bone, to eyes, etc. Sublingual B12 rounds out the group. You have to take it under your tongue because most of us have had at least 3 courses of antibiotics in our lifetime. And that means that we are unable to metabolize B12 because we've lost the intrinsic factor. So at any rate, resveratrol is another one, but it's not a major. But it does improve your mitochondria, help them reproduce, and increase longevity in numerous studies. Carnosine has been found as an eye drop to stop cataracts and hopefully reverse some of them. That's a story for another time. Pycnogenol, great for kidneys. Quercetin cross-links collagen with vitamin C to strengthen the blood vessels of people with diabetes. Quercetin also is your antihistamine. It's the red of red apples and red onions, and will help you with your seasonal allergies, such that you may be able to get off medication. CoQ10 in older people don't make enough, and it's helpful for heart function. Vitamin K, bone. Calcium, we do need some, but not lots. Zinc, we need a little. Boron for bone. Chromium for diabetes. Vanadium, trace minerals, etc. So there are a lot of things that are necessary for our eye health and our general health. But the retina has the highest metabolism in the body and is extremely vulnerable. It is exposed to sunlight all of the time. It's exposed to light. Even fluorescent lights have UV and some blue wavelengths that are toxic. We have oxygen coursing through our body. Oxygen breaks up into singlet free radicals. They have to be dealt with. And some of the foods we eat and the ones we don't eat may have oxidation properties so that you may have free radicals causing toxicity to cell membranes. So I'd say we need to have an antioxidant bank account. You need to have enough of the good nutrition, the antioxidants, the anthocyanins, the phytochemicals, to be able to deal with the environmental and internal toxins. The toxins that come from inflammation, from poorly digestive food, from bacteria, in order to maintain a good level of health and wellness. So that's why we have supplements. There are many eye products, and some of them are based on the ARID study from 1990. The study actually was completed in 2003 and was completed early because it showed that minerals A, C, E, and zinc, that A, C, E, and zinc actually slowed down macular degeneration. But it's a 1990 formulation with too much copper and too much zinc. Copper has been shown to double the risk of Alzheimer's. Triple level of zinc will steal calcium and magnesium and other two valence compounds. So you want to see what vitamin you have that is actually going to be protective and serve as a multivitamin. So I've taken courses in biochemistry and I've formulated vitamins for three other companies. Two of them continue to want to put in copper because the original study showed that copper was in it. And Bausch & Lomb, who I worked with when they did this study, went to their marketing department and said, look, what do you think we should do? And marketing said, you know, doctors are simple. They'll believe a study. They're not going to want to go back and say it's an old formula. Let's update it, modify it, and add the lutein and omega-3. Took a long time to knock on those doors. So I decided to formulate my own vitamin called I-Complex CS. And it has 23 nutrients in it, requires three small capsules a day. It has no copper and a normal level of zinc. It comes with three eye tests so people can actually test whether they are improving and actually test whether they are reduced in glare within 2 weeks, because those are benchmarks people can use. Night vision is one of the best ways to know how good your vision is. How quickly you adapt to car headlights. Is it 5 seconds or is it 30 seconds? Obviously, there's a big difference in eye health. And the moral of the story is you need to pick your products. You need to look at what are the dietary choices and the supplements that are good for you. No one person's list is perfect for you. And when you add something new onto your regimen, make sure you note it on the calendar so every month you can look back. Same with medication. You shouldn't be on medication for your whole life because people change. Disease changes and dosage changes, and there should be some way to look at it, evaluate it, as well as feeling your own body. So nutrition is the key to vision. Nutrition is the key to overall health. So it's important to choose a product. And I will share with you that you can Google I-Complex CS or even call 844-414-EYES, 844-414-EYES. And I've taken it for 13 years. We've had no adverse reactions. And I think it doesn't have everything in it, but it's up to you to do a little more B12. But it has plenty of the main things we talked about. And the moral of the story is you got to be the medical detective. You have to be your own wizard. And that moral is that you have to know what's best for you. Take time out, write it down, review. This is Dr. Rob Abel, Wizard of Eyes on Radio MD.